Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Trusky Ranch. Complete player development. Body. Tools. Makeup. Six Tool Nation.
Hi, I'm Nate Trosky. Welcome to CPD, a weekly show dedicated to meeting the needs of the aspiring amateur player in pursuit of college and professional baseball. We got an exciting show lined up for you today, and we have our guest, 22 years in professional baseball as a player and, you know, as a staff member working in many different positions. And his father was also in professional baseball for many years. So basically, Josh Bonifay has been in professional baseball basically his whole life, and we're excited about Josh being here with us, and we're going to turn it over here in a few minutes to Trent Mongero. Trent, I'd like to welcome you to the show, buddy. Welcome. And, you know, Trent's no slouch himself, high school coach of the year, ABCA, and he is the real Italian stallion from the state of Georgia. So, Trent, welcome to the show, brother.
I wish I was as good as you make me sound, that's for sure. But it's always a thrill to be here, and super excited about our guest, Josh Bonifay. He's outstanding.
You know, last week, Trent, we had Randy Engel, you know, another friend of yours, and Randy with the Braves for 42 years. Now he's with the Rockies. And, you know, one memory from last week, one highlight was the story of Mark Lemke. And, you know, Mark was kind of like a Pete Rose. He was toolless. He was a man with sub tools in the five categories, the run, hit, field, throw, and hit for power. But when he was in A ball, he was the third string catcher, and his manager decided to stick with him because he said, he's the first guy to the park. He's the hardest worker, and he's the guy who's last to leave. So great highlight there. And you can follow us. You can see our past shows at Trosky Ranch, at Trosky Baseball, and at Coach Mongero. Trent, I'm going to hand it off to you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, Nate. You know, I want to talk about a couple things we got going on. We got our last camp in Wichita, of course, and really looking forward to that. Of course, we'll be getting back after it comes summertime, but still some spaces available for anybody that wants to come up. Nate and I will be flying up. You can fly up with us this weekend in Wichita. So really looking forward to that. Couple new releases we have on TroskyRanch.com. Building a Smooth and Consistent Infielder was just released. Of course, our detailed throwing program for infielders as well. And, you know, in just a second, when we come back, we're going to dive deep with Josh Bonifay. I'm going to read his resume to you. It's unbelievably impressive. But I had the opportunity to see Josh play in college. I actually got to coach him one summer before he went on his professional journey. So we're going to get into all this. The director of player development for the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR. Subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated. 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Welcome back to CPD. Trent Mongiero with Nate Trosky. We have an outstanding guest, Josh Bonifay, Director of Player Development for the Philadelphia Phillies. An unbelievable resume, you know, of course, as a player and now in the minor leagues doing exactly what our show promotes, and that is developing talent and working within his organization with all of the staff to bring out the best in the Philadelphia Phillies. Going back in time, minor league field coordinator with the Astros, he did that twice. In 2017, he was a Texas Rangers field coordinator, outfield, base running coach, and that was part of the big league staff. So he was up in the bigs working with the Rangers. Spent 5 years as a manager in the Astros organization. Couple big honors: 2015 Midwest League Manager of the Year, 2013 Appalachian League Manager of the Year, 2012 Sally League Coach of the Year. As a player, 8 years in pro baseball, 812 minor league games, batted .284. This is the year I want to talk about in just a minute. In 2002 for the Carolina League champions, the championship team, he hit 26 jacks, 36 doubles, 102 RBI, and had a .946 OPS. Played every position except catcher and shortstop. And Josh, you know, of course, we played at the same school. That was last on my list, and I got to say it because we both bleed the teal and blue of UNC Wilmington. You've had a fabulous career professionally, as a player and as a coach. And I just want to start with that year. Okay. So you have this amazing year, for the Carolina League champions. You would have to think, looking at those stats, that you were on the fast track. Not only that, the fast track to the major leagues, but you played all these positions, which goes true to you being a player development guy, because you got a feel for what it takes to be successful in all these positions. What happened? What happened where, you know, you didn't get to fulfill your dream of being a major league player?
Well, Trent, first I want to thank you guys for having me on. It's an honor to be on this call. It's an honor to be able, like, to even being asked. So I am extremely grateful and thank you all very, very much for just inviting me. You know, I'm able to watch you guys, and I follow you through the internet. I follow you through text message. I follow you through phone calls, but you know, you guys continue to, you know, help the younger generation, help Even our coaches understand what it means to continue to develop the players, continue to reach outside the bounds, the different molds, the types of drills you challenge our staff to get better. Like it's an honor to be here. So I'm extremely grateful. To touch on UNCW, it's the Teal Storm, baby. It was the greatest honor to play at UNCW. Coach Mark Scaff, he's a legend. He's made a tremendous impact on you, myself, and a lot of players that have come before us and after us. And, you know, we are extremely grateful to be a part of that family. And, you know, you talk about the 2002, before I ended up with those stats at the end of the year, if you go and look back, I was at 237 at the halfway point. I had 7 home runs and 32 ribbies. And I went to the ballpark thinking, hey, I'm done. Like I feel, you know, like I've worked my tail off. Like I haven't made some adjustments, but it comes in like minor league baseball. I was then chosen to go to the All-Star game, and I look up, you know, I'm taking BP, I'm taking ground balls, I'm a part of it, and I'm taking BP with these guys, and I'm able to perform with them, and I'm like, I belong here, and I'm a good player. And it's that belief of like, hey, I belong here. I'm a good player. I'm not having a great first half, and it's actually miserable. And I wasn't performing up to the standards that I liked. But being there and being a part of that just goes to show you, like, you need confidence at times, and that self confidence. And being a part of that was outstanding. After that, I was very fortunate. I hit 367, 19, and like 70 something ribbies, just because I felt confident in my ability. I knew I belonged. I knew I was one of the best players in the league. And, you know, that was a big part of that year. It doesn't, you know, nobody really knows those things. They just look at the end of the year and like, hey, you were in the Triple Crown running, you know, that year, and you had a good year. Yeah. But it didn't go without a lot of things that we do in development. And that's like teaching the ability to grind, teaching that mentality to compete every day. Don't give up on your work. Stick with your routine and be coachable and continue to learn and grow. So that was a big part of that year. And, nobody knows those things, but it was fun. And I had a blast that year. Pete McCannon was our manager. And I'll tell you a funny story about him real quick. Like after the All-Star game had come back, and he put me in the 9 hole, but he brought the lineup out and he goes, Bonifay, come here. I was like, all right. So he goes, number 1, nope. Number 2, nope. Number 3, nope. Number 4, nope. Number 9, worst hitter on the team. And at that point it was like, all right, I'm ready to roll. And it was like a motivating factor that managers use. But it was a great year. It was a phenomenal team to be a part of, and we fortunately won the championship that year in the Carolina League.
So what happened? What with your career? Like, so you obviously finished what you did in that second half has to be like hardly ever been matched before, because that's like amazing. So what happened in a nutshell? You didn't reach your ceiling. What happened?
Yeah. Well, obviously I didn't. First and foremost, I didn't play a position. I wasn't, you know, I played multiple positions, but clearly, I wasn't probably good enough at second base to be an everyday second baseman. I probably wasn't good enough to be a natural left fielder, the speed, you know, the arm strength. So, but it was, you know, I continued to hit, I continued to perform at the plate. Strikeouts mattered during the times that we played, and you know, to be able to lay off consistent pitches, you know, those are the things of what happened. But you know, I can't say enough, you know, about my career. It was, you know, you play as the best you can. You play multiple positions. You try to be a manager's best friend and be useful in the lineup and say, hey, do you have a third baseman's glove? Yeah, I got one. But meanwhile, I have no idea where one is. I'll go find one, but I wanted to be in the lineup. And that's how you stay and try to make it to the big league, to try everything possible. Now, I also went through 7 surgeries, and that was the ultimate, in my career. In 2017, my last year, I had been through my 3rd shoulder surgery, and I couldn't make it back. And that's basically what happened. I went through, torn cartilage in the wrist. I went through torn patella in the knee, meniscus tear in the other knee. Like, I went through a lot of injuries, and unfortunately it wasn't meant to be. And, I felt good about the career, and it was time to move on once they said, hey, we can't keep you anymore. So.
Yeah, that's a lot to be proud of. And, injuries are a tough thing for anybody to overcome. Seven is almost impossible. And you're right. You had a tremendous, tremendous career. So did you know, we only got 2 minutes before the break, not even. So I just want to hit this real quick. Like, did you know that you wanted to stay in professional baseball as a coach? Was that something you aspired to do, or were you basically asked to do that when your career came to an end?
Wanted to be in baseball my entire life. I do not want to be without this game. This game has provided my family, from my grandfather, 27 years as a minor league GM. My father is a GM myself right now. And it's we're able to support our family. I love the game of baseball. I love being with coaches. I love being with players. It's giving us a lot. And I hopefully I'm able to give the game something as well. But I've always wanted to be a coach. There's never a moment when you're sitting on the bench that you aren't trying to learn. You're not trying to figure out what the situation presents, how you can attack the situation, how you can, what pitch selection you're looking for from a pitcher, pitch sequences. You're constantly learning. You're constantly evaluating your opponent. You're trying every which way to make sure that you compete and you get that win. But I've wanted to do this my entire life, and I'm probably one of the most fortunate kids in the entire planet to be where I've been, be in the clubhouses that I've been in, and be a part of this tremendous game.
That's outstanding. I know that, you're just itching and ready to go, your entire organization, the players, after last year, so it's really, really exciting to be able to pick your brain. We're going to dive deep into these next two segments into true player development. So we ask our audience, sit tight. We're getting ready to dive in with Josh Bonifay, Director of Player Development for the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. you can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Nate Trosky, CPD with Trent Mongiero, and our guest, Josh Bonifay with the Philadelphia Phillies. Josh, if you can talk just a little bit about maybe if you'd go back and do it again, because all these players, they want to make the big leagues. They want to have these successful college careers, but they don't understand that injury is probably the fastest way out, right? You know, bad makeup and character, I would say, is, you know, at the top with a lack of durability or the body is just breaking down. So if we can cover just, if you'd go back and do it, and you had seven surgeries, I've had seven arm surgeries, I've had 12 total. So I understand surgeries. I understand my dream was to play in the big leagues. We have multiple big leaguers in my family, and that was my aspiration like everybody else's. So I was on this mission, but if you can shed some light, I'd like to shed a little bit of light from my experience too, because there's nothing better from learning from guys that have already done it. So was there anything you would do different? Was it just kind of genetically things just kind of started to fall apart because of the demand of the minor league season and schedule? And, or was it something, you know, you actually learned and you guys do differently maybe in maybe even in the Phillies organization?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think there's some genetics to it. But I also think it's probably more workload management. It's understanding what your body's able to do, understanding the mechanics of your body and how it works, and then loading your body properly through different, like weightlifting and loading your body properly through, you know, fielding ground balls and understanding how many reps that you can take on a day-to-day basis and not ramping up so fast. I think, you know, we all want to jump in. We all think we're invincible when we're younger. So, you know, you want to look good every once in a while on a beach. You want to lift, you know, curls, and you want to do certain things, but you overdo it in certain areas. So the things that I would really love when I was playing, it's just a lot more workload management, a lot more monitoring how much time you're on your feet, monitoring the individual like skill development portions, and understanding what I could do with my body in a weight room and how I could prepare differently. And I think that's probably what contributed to some of my injuries, is probably overuse at times, overwork. But I think the workload portion of it is extremely key.
No doubt. So, Nate, did you want to build on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's great insight. I think that, you know, a lot of us don't really understand, and even parents and coaches, you know, if we want to have longevity in our careers, it's about looking, you know, to the big picture. And I don't think we really do a good job of that. We get so excited, and now everybody wants to throw 100 miles an hour by the time I'm 16. So that's the biggest problem. And I've had, you know, dads for years in our organization say, hey, should my kid go to this place to build his arm strength? I'm sitting here, I go, he weighs 155 pounds and he throws 90. What do you want from him? Well, you know, he wants to be a first rounder. Well, you know what happens when he becomes a first rounder? He's got Tommy John and he's done. He's in the shelf and he's working at the grocery store when he's 24 because he put too much of a load on his body when it wasn't ready. And everybody wants to throw their kid in the microwave and have him become the next Willie Mays and Nolan Ryan by the time of 16. And, you know, they don't understand that it's not about forcing and rushing the growth. It's about the foundation, right? And building slowly. And because, you know, a lot of kids too, they get a scholarship and they don't even get through their 4 years, or they don't finish where they started. And then, oh, you know, I was a draft guy, but my arm broke down and, you know, I just put too much time in too early. And so I do believe you have to work, right? There has to be this work and there has to be this focus. And what we like to do is we like to break it down into the five tools plus the sixth tool plus the seventh tool. And the seventh tool is the area that I think I needed to do a better job of, because we have the five physical, right? We have the run, hit, field, throw, hit for power. Now, in the Latin countries, you know, they live baseball and they're out there working run tool every day, hit through. They're throwing softballs, they're throwing rocks, they're throwing anything they can to get the velo. They're working those five tools. And then the sixth tool, which is neglected. We need to spend more time on the sixth tool, the component of the rat. Well, the rat is the one that no one outworks, but do you work smart? Like you just talked about the workload, work management. So we need to really plan. And, you know, you guys do it in professional baseball, but we want to encourage our younger players, even when they're 12 years old, is plan your year out. Look at when is your downtime? When is your strength work? When are you going to work your tools? And then the seventh tool is the day of rest. It's the day of rest where we spend time with family. We actually spend time in leisure. We spend time relaxing, reflecting, and spending time with God too. So it's that time where we realize that, yeah, more isn't always better. Better is better. And that seventh tool is a very important piece to make sure we put that as a priority.
Nate, just in terms of our process, you know, we spend an enormous amount of time from the beginning of the off season to set our players up for the beginning of spring training following into the full season. And it really has to do with preparing the body. It's the type you're building power, you're building strength, you're building endurance. You're working on the smaller things like the mobility of the body, the stability of the body, and how you can load the body. So our staff does a phenomenal job in doing that. And that's a big part of understanding, you're taking kids from a 16-year-old and you're putting it into a plan and you're building on their years of service and how many years of weight room time that they do have. I mean, that's a big component of it too. Like, you're not going to put something specific on a 16-year-old player that you're going to do on a double-A player. You know, they're going to know a little more about their bodies in double-A than they are single-A. But it's extremely important about workload, understanding, the base, understanding building on top of the base, and then providing some structure within. But you talk about guys going to the facilities. Some of these facilities are extremely beneficial. They're extremely educational. They provide a lot of context to development, and they do a phenomenal job of increasing strength, increasing velo. But, it's just you have to make sure that the proper workload, the proper buildup for the bodies are there. It's very difficult in the amateur world to get some of that structure in place because in professional baseball, we have so many tools and so many resources. And we as the Phillies, we put a lot of tools and resources into our players, a lot of time and focus into their training and what leads them to the beginning of each season and how we build on that year after year.
Do you guys do anything with individual player assessments to the body? The goal of professional baseball is to build big leaguers, right? Not for 2 years, but for, a 10 plus year career. And so do you guys do anything? And I know, the top draft picks, they'll go through a body assessment before they actually, sign their contract. So if you could talk a little bit about that, the top, I think it was the top 300, but if you could shed some light on, if you understand kind of how that assessment goes before the draft and also when they're playing now, do you guys actually assess the arm to see if anybody has specific weaknesses that are going to show later through the wear and tear of 142 games in a minor league season?
I think our scouts do a phenomenal job of asking questions and talking to parents and talking to staff members throughout the year. I can't really speak to the process beforehand. I can speak to the test, retest, and constant evaluation that we do once they get under our umbrella. And that's what we do. We test them in specific areas. We test them in specific drills, and we test them through hitting and different pitching metrics. And we use plenty of technology to do that and set a plan in place and to customize their work and customize their growth and individualize their player development plan from the first time they set foot on on our camp. And then, we track their progress, we retest their progress through the technology. And, we use our eyes. We use our internal scouts. They go in and watch them yearly. We use our eyes as player development staff, and we trust our coaches' information, and we use technology. So it's a holistic view that we take with our players, and we don't you put stock in each area, but each area provides a significant value when you're looking at a player. It is not one rules over another. It is a holistic view, and we value that in our organization very much.
Awesome. Josh, Trent, again here. We got about 2 minutes to our break, and I want to start talking a little bit about the sixth tool. You know, you and I talk on the phone some, and, you know, I mentioned to you that Nate and I put a huge emphasis in our teaching on the mental side because we truly believe it is a separator. And, you know, I know you're going to be pressed for time, so understand that we can pick back up after the break on this. I'm pretty sure you're going to need it, but that extra time it is. But so all players in the minor leagues that work their way up are skilled, and I'm going to let you kind of build on that. They're all skilled, so how do you truly separate yourself as a player and get to the top and stay at the top?
Yeah, I mean, it boils down to, you know, everybody in the organization, we believe in the Phillies organization, has a chance to play in the big leagues. There are certain tools, skill sets that, you know, are sometimes better than others. But every player that we have under our roof, we think is a big league player. And it comes down, the separators come down to the mentality, the work ethic, the drive, the passion, the attention to detail in your work, and the consistency in which you go about your business. Now, you talk about mentality. Do I think when I'm going to take 50 ground balls, are these the last 50 ground balls that I'm going to take? Yes. Or what is my important piece for this? I'm working on a backhand. Is what am I working on? Am I working on it off the right foot or the left foot? Am I working it in different areas of the field? Are we working short hops, long hops? But paying attention to detail and the mentality is what we, we'll pick it up.
Sorry. Yeah, we're gonna. I hate to cut you off right there because you're on a hot topic, but we'll be right back after this break and finish that thought thoroughly. We'll be right back.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. Oh. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features, like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, complete player development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongiero.
Welcome back to the show, CPD, with Trent Mongiero and Nate Trosky. We have an amazing guest, Josh Bonifay, Director of Player Development for the Philadelphia Phillies, has grown up in a family of Major League Baseball players, executives, front office, decision makers. He is surrounded by the best and been a part of the best. And we finished the last segment. We didn't finish it. We were just getting started, but we were cut short by the break. And want to pick up, Josh, on your thought with the mental separators of players in professional baseball. And, of course, the same principles apply at any level. But what, in your opinion, are the things that truly help a player reach their full potential and maybe become everyday big leaguers for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, Trent, we touched on it. It's like elite skills are elite skills. And those are separators from the general pack and the masses. But when you get a professional baseball, everybody has some elite skills and elite ability. The things that really separate them, we touched on, is like their mental capacity. Like, they're willing to grind, they're willing to work, they're willing to put in the extra hours, and they're willing to, it's work smart. And, you know, the players that come in, they think they're working hard. And you put them through drills and they're out of breath, or they can't move, because they think they're working hard. But then you get them in a position to where this is what the intent is of the drill, and this is what the focus is of the drill. It's the ability not to quit. It's that mentality that I will learn. I will be open-minded to listening. I will be open-minded to working harder. I will be open-minded to grinding through each rep and attain perfection. Nobody's ever going to be perfect in baseball. It's one of the most humbling games in the world, but the best are able to separate, you know, their skill and then dive in on their mentality portion of it. Like your mental, you know, your capabilities, your ability to adjust, your ability to deal with failure, and really push yourself forward consistently is what separates the best from the average. You talk about open-mindedness and willingness to learn. It's the kids who are willing to look at themselves in the mirror and say, I'm not the best player on the field, even though they might be, but they're willing to gain, you know, more information. They're willing to look at themselves in a different light to be 1% better. And it's those kids that take every rep to be that 1% better are the ones that typically find themselves in the big leagues. Is it perfect? Some players make it there purely on skill, but what holds them there is that mentality of working, that mentality of grinding, and their ability to have that separate skill and separate the good from the bad and the failure, and really drives themselves forward. You know, players that typically, you know, have a process. They show up to the field early. Like, those are very, very good things because they're around and they see it. They see what coaches are looking at. They go ask extra questions. They go seek more information. They go seek an understanding of plays that happened the night before. And they're usually, they're ballpark rats, and they want to be different. They want to know what pitch sequence they may have failed at the night before and why they didn't get the good results. They're going to seek that information. And that's the biggest difference. It's, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm seeking more information. I'm seeking more about my skills. I'm seeking more, constantly and really diving in on how I can hone my skills to be even better at the top level.
Josh, you gave us a tremendous list there about, you know, the separators and talking about the sixth tool. Is there something that we can do better to prepare our players? Because when the guys come in the minor leagues, where are they usually deficient? Is it understanding, you know, the dedication that's required to be a professional player? Is it they don't understand how to deal with adversity because they've never really had to? I mean, how can we prepare these guys so when they come in, they actually have, you know, the opportunity to stay in the game and actually elevate themselves?
Yeah, I think it's challenging practice and never letting the practice be easy. It is making sure that you're customizing the day and you're really focused in, you know, on a strong yet very productive practice. And I think, you know, players sometimes think practice is easy. It's just about taking BP and getting reps. It is making, you know, players and coaches understand that every rep counts, but challenging the players and putting them in situations to fail at times ultimately helps the player grow even more. Failure produces, you know, produces that. It allows you to fail, but it allows your body to learn how to overcome that failure and to produce success. And I think that's one of the biggest things is players come in, they've never failed. And they come in thinking that it's really going to be easy. And practices are difficult. You know, you're facing live pitchers. You're facing machines that are throwing breaking balls, fastballs that they don't know what are coming. And they have to, you know, like they have to make the right decision. It's a challenge. It's a challenge for anybody who doesn't have as many coaches as a professional organization. But, you know, that's one of the biggest things is making sure practice is extremely difficult, game-like, and speed.
Do you notice there's a difference between players that come from Latin America where they're more, you know, like maybe at an advantage or at a disadvantage from the American players that are coming into the system?
I just think some of the Latin players don't have the tools that some of the guys in the U.S. have. And that's, you know, I wish more than ever we could change that. And Major League Baseball organizations are doing, you know, they're doing a much better job of building state-of-the-art facilities and making sure that these weight rooms are phenomenal. I just wish those guys had the opportunities that some of our guys did in the States. And I think that's the biggest separator, Nate. Like, is, you know, they don't have the weight rooms. They don't have those things that allow, you know, kids from the States to naturally have, you know, the kids from the States, they can grow, they get in there, they get three square meals. The guys in the Latin American countries, sometimes they're not, you know, they don't have the opportunity to get three square meals. So I think that's some of the biggest difference. But in terms of baseball, these guys, you know, they go out on fields that are not perfect. They're not, you know, they don't have a coach named Trent Mongero that goes out there and makes sure it's one of the best fields in all of Georgia. And, you know, they're fielding on rocks and pebbles, and they're fielding on like pasture grass and doing things. And that makes, you know, that makes them like their adjustability with their hands when they're fielding ground balls, they get really, really good at that. But, you know, those guys, all they do is play baseball. And that's the thing that, you know, in the States, we specialize in baseball, but we also specialize in different sports. The guys in the Dominican Republic, they play baseball, and that's life. And they get after it day in and day out. And sometimes, you know, they pay a price because, you know, they're overusing their bodies at times, but, you know, it's phenomenal to see the baseball that comes from Latin American countries and the passion that comes with them. So,
do the Phillies do anything in the minor leagues to actually develop the sixth tool? Do you guys have mental coaches? Is there any sessions in the minor leagues for training or whatnot from the mental side?
It's a huge part of our day. It is the amount of touches that we have from our mental performance group. You know, it's a big part of who we are. You know, we've increased that department in our organization, and we think it's crucial to a player's success on the field. So, yes, Hannah Huseman, she's, you know, done a phenomenal job. Jeff Miller has been incredible. You know, and Francis Cardenas, you know, who spends time in our Latin America and in our complex. Like this group, you know, they care about the players. They care about their ability to train, their ability to perform under pressure. And we put them through activities and drills. And, you know, we're very fortunate as an organization to have the people that we do on that side, Nate. Yes.
That's awesome. How is the season going to be looking? You're talking about maybe the numbers are shrinking. We talk about the draft being smaller. Is there any light you can shed on that for our listeners?
Yeah, specific numbers. I don't have a specific number of players that we're able to talk about. But it was just the reduction in teams, Nate, and that's where the numbers come from. The reduction in teams is where you had to get rid of some players because of the number of teams just throughout baseball. So, spring training, don't know anything specifically about spring training on the minor league side. I wish we had more details for that. But the big league side, we're very hopeful soon that we can have an answer. And, hopefully soon we can give more clarity and hopeful that it will start on time.
So, Josh, about the development side and coaches, we spoke, you and I spoke recently, and I think you brought up like each coach is responsible. We only got 2 minutes, by the way, so you're going to have to nail this one quick. But each coach is responsible for so many players. They're sending in video. You're using technology more than ever. Why the players have been out on this long break. Can you kind of describe that a little bit and why that's so important?
Yeah, when you have a year like we had, you don't want to lose touch. Our players we love our players. We want them to have the best opportunity for success. We want them to achieve their ultimate goal, which is playing in the big leagues. And the best way to do that is continue developing our relationships, even though we're not there. We're not there in person. We want to see what they're doing. We want to analyze what they're doing. We want to provide feedback for them if they have any questions. We want to be there to support them in every way, shape, or form. Having them do videos and showing us, their swings or their fielding, it's a constant way for us to just be in touch with them. It leads to more communication. And it leads to developing our relationship, and it shows the player, that our staff trusts them, our staff wants them to continue to get better. It shows that we care. It shows that we want them, just to be prepared for when the next season possibly comes. So it's extremely important to continue to converse with those guys, continue to talk, and keep in touch with them through video and other avenues.
So, as we draw to a close here, you shed some amazing light, and we're seeing a common thread when we talk to people at your level on the importance of the mental side of the game, the grind, the toughness, the ability to handle adversity. And then Josh, personally, Nate, you can step in too. We want to thank you for your time coming on and helping this game and helping parents and players grow. So thank you so much for coming on the show, Josh.
Trent, anytime, man. Anytime. I'm more than happy to come back. I just love spending time talking baseball.
Josh, that was great. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you. Be right back after this short break.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development with Nate Trosky and Trent Mongero.
Welcome back, Nate Trosky with Trent Mongero and Josh Bonifay. And Trent, what an amazing guest Josh was, and the experience and the knowledge. And, you know, the heart of our show is about helping players reach the height of their ceiling. And we understand not everybody has the ability to play in the big leagues, and there's just not enough room. But, you know, you asked the question about separation, and you know, he said some, you know, he talked for about 5 minutes, and I want to talk about just a few of the words that he said, because they believe any player under the roof in the Phillies organization, that's hundreds of minor league players, they believe that every player has the ability to play in the big leagues. So it's not like you're just a guy filling a spot. They believe every guy has an opportunity. But what happens is players tend to separate themselves away from the game without the, you know, not developing the six tools. So I want to go through a few of the words, because if we understand at an early age and we make it a priority, not just going down in the batting cage, but actually building not just the player, not just the tools, but building the person, who the person is. And in professional baseball, we look to the person, because that is, you know, the separator. And that's the component, you know, that Josh was talking about. You know, some of the words he talked about: mentality. He talked about work ethic. He talked about drive. He talked about consistency. He talked about passion. Talked about intent. He talked about paying attention to detail, willingness to work each day, day in and day out. And then we had another sheet. He was just talking about, you know, the grind, you know, players that love the grind, that love it. And talking about the Latin players that not only do they play the game, you know, as, you know, as a professional, because that's what they want to do, but they actually live it. They breathe it, they sleep it, they drink it. So, you know, the younger players understand that it's just not going down and getting your exit speed up and putting a post that you throw 92 into a net. It's the whole player. It's the five physical tools. It's the sixth tool, and it's the seventh tool. Thank you for tuning into our show, and we're excited to see you next week and enjoy the show with Josh. Thank you, Trent. Thank you, and thank you to our guys in the studio.
Awesome job, Nate. See everybody next week. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Trosky Ranch, Complete Player Development. For your player development needs, go to TroskyRanch.com.